Hey, Jenna.
Hi. How are you? We're here.
Yeah, it's so awesome to be here with you.
Same. You look very caffeinated.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty fine right about now.
That's good. That's what we like for these conversations. Went down the hall to get some milk for coffee because I knew we were going to do this, and they gave me something called sport tea. So I might be caffeinated in a moment or two also. I'm not really sure what was in it. I think it's not FDA approved, so we'll see.
Isn't it awesome? Legal and socially acceptable drugs in the form of caffeine. Fantastic.
I'm good. I'm there with you.
We're here to talk about a little collab that you and I are doing.
That's right. Hashtag collab. Love it. Yeah. I'm excited. Yeah. It's the big day. It's our official unofficial launch, basically. Mm. Right? Mm. Kind of.
Yeah. And you know, we've known each other a few years now, and ever since we've been friends, we've really kind of we've each had kind of half an eye on the fact that at some point we're going to work together and do, you know, create a project. And we never really mm-hmm. knew. It was always like manana, not quite the right mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. Recently we just kind of, I don't know, I can't really remember how it happened. Maybe you've got a better memory than me, but my memory is sort of figuratively, we both kind of looked across at each other and went like, yeah, let's do it now.
Yeah. Random Tuesday or something yeah. like that. It just felt like the right time to do it. But I think that's how the best collaborations start. You know, there has been nothing forced about this, which is the way that I, you know, prefer partnerships to be. I think that goes without saying, but it's always easier when you don't have to spend a ton of time figuring out the norms and the way of communicating, or, you know, what someone's values are, where they're coming from. It's like those things were set in place and it makes it easier to get to work. So yeah. I'm ready for it.
Me too. So our little collab is about, it's in the realm of Pilates business, mm-hmm. and that's something we're both super passionate about. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we each, you know, we each bring quite different things to the conversation. Mm-hmm. And we're quite different people. And I think that's the strength of the partnership.
Yes.
So let's talk about, you know, what we're going to do. And I mean, really, this is just, if you're listening to this out there in the Pilates stratosphere, this is like a, I don't know, I want to say 10 minute, but I'm going to say 15 minute just to be on the safe side, infomercial mm-hmm. about our you know, project. And if you're interested in working with us and, you know, being part of this, you know, listen on.
We want to say it's an info situation as well, for sure, but it's an invitation.
Yeah.
I mean, I selfishly kind of want to also take the program, which is interesting, but that's how excited I am for it. I'm like, I want to pursue my projects. And there's like, no, yeah.
Well, this is your project.
Side of the chair. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. Right. This is the one. Yeah.
A bit of a meta moment there. All right. So really, you know, if you're, you know, out there listening to this and you have a Pilates business, or you're, you know, about to start or in the process of starting a Pilates business, now whether that's a business that is just you teaching out of your back room, you know, a couple of sessions a week, or whether that's you running a studio, a brick and mortar studio or an online studio, or, you know, some form of Pilates business of any shape or size. You know, we've got a couple of questions that we want to run through for you, mm-hmm. with you, and the first one is like, how do you feel about your business right now? You know, like when you think about your business, what emotion do you experience?
I the empath in me just goes, oh, because I think there's such a heaviness to it. For as much, whether you're successful or struggling, I think right now generally speaking, in the world of Pilates, everybody's feeling the weight of endurance, of making change upon change. And I know Australia especially has gone into another lockdown in many places, and I've been speaking to studio owners, and it's just like that, that hurry up and wait. Yeah. Tenet, you know, that hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait. So I get all the energy, I go to do the thing, or screech, pivot, do the next thing. And it's exhausting. I feel that from others. I felt it my own self, for different reasons, but from the business standpoint, studio owner standpoint, it's just that endurance of communication with people on top of communication that's confusing from the government and about health and safety and, you know, rapid fire news cycle, everything. I just feel that, I mean, like, raise your hand at home if you're feeling that right now. We can't see you, but I can feel it.
Yeah. So if you're, you know, whatever emotion you're, you know, that comes to you when you think about your business, and, you know, there might be a complex mix of emotions there. Mm-hmm. But if, you know, if you could change anything about your business, you know, magic wand, right? And mm-hmm. I think the thing here that I'd really like to emphasize is, like, all right, in this situation where we're, you know, depending on where you are in the world, but I think, you know, none of us are unaffected by mm-hmm. COVID, you know, over the last mm-hmm. couple of years. And mm-hmm. so some of us are in lockdown and our business is on ice, and some of us are coming out of lockdown. We've got restrictions on how many clients we can have in the studio mm-hmm. and you know, mm-hmm. people are in all different kinds of states, but no one's unaffected. Mm-hmm. But if you're in a situation where you're, you know, you feel you're at the mercy of external events, I'd like to pose, you know, this as a challenge to that mind frame, that mm-hmm. in every crisis, there is opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's an opportunity, you know, in a strictly commercial sense. Okay, there are new things, different things that, you know, we can do as business owners to take advantage of the new situation. And also mm-hmm. just in a personal sense of, like, in a crisis, there's an opportunity to reevaluate and reassess what's important. You know, mm-hmm. what would I do if I wasn't doing this? How would I do this differently if I could do it anyway? You know, mm-hmm, how would mm-hmm. I like to experience this business?
And yeah, this is so relevant for people who say, I wish I could just wipe the slate clean right. and start over.
Here's your chance.
Yeah, absolutely. And that doesn't mean you have to start from the bottom or start from rock bottom. It doesn't mean that you have to throw everything out the window. This is the exercise is a suggestion in stretching your imagination so you can see maybe what's lying beyond the obstacle that fear and worry is yeah. really right in front of right now. And I think the other thing to acknowledge is in the context of crisis and opportunity, we forget about our value as helpers and the intangible aspects that we offer to people's lives that are sometimes and often more important than the service of teaching movement or exercise. There's your Chicago train. We almost got out of it without it. But in any case, I think that some of the most powerful testimonials about clients who were resistant to go virtual, but then found that they needed that social anchor in their schedule to keep them moving, especially those who are in the retirement age who didn't have the accessibility to get out there and be with people. They felt like they could drop in. They felt like they had something to do in their schedule and they had a community. They depended on their clients to keep them motivated. They depended on them to remind them what they're capable of in an hour, which can translate into the rest of their day or the rest of their week. And I think that those intangibles are so ridiculously valuable in people's lives. And now is the time to remember that even though the thing that you do to make the money is being challenged in how you've always done it, it doesn't take away the way in which you do it or the benefits of your personality, your approach, your thought process, the care, the communication you give. And all of those things are just as valuable as your ability to do an in-person session. And the reason why this is easy or more accessible for us to think about is because you and I have been in the position for years and years and years of having to look and assess of what's happening in this moment, in this crisis, whether it's a slow period of time or, you know, losing a staff member or needing to hire someone, whatever it's been. It's like, this is the time where we stop and we look and we assess and we say, okay, this feels like a crisis, but I'm going to use the information that I'm gathering and I'm going to remember the value that I bring to the table and see what's the best platform, what's the best support I can offer that value to move forward or to continue to move in general.
Mm. Quick personal story. I owned a studio for a decade, co-owned with some partners, and right towards the end, I got quite burnt out, and I imagine a lot of people listening to this can identify where I was just teaching heaps of classes and mm-hmm. you know, doing all the things and feeling like I was running on a hamster wheel, and I felt that I'd built this business and was now trapped by it, you know, I felt like I couldn't just walk away from it because, one, I would feel ashamed, you know, to kind of like, you know, admit defeat publicly. Mm-hmm. Another one, you know, I just financially couldn't afford to walk away from it. I had so much invested in it financially, and I just couldn't see a way out. And I was with my wife, we're having coffee one morning, and, you know, I said, gee, I wish I could just walk away from this darn business. And she said, well, if you walked away, what would you do? Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh, never thought about that. And mm-hmm. I said, oh, well, basically, I just, without even thinking about it, it just popped out. I would start an education business. You know, I'd teach people to be Pilates instructors. And she's like, well, why don't you do that? And I'm like, can't think of a good reason. You know, and just that moment that she sort of facilitated for me of just actually looking, you know, from a different perspective and thinking like, well, yeah, why don't I do, what do I want to do and why am I not doing that? And I couldn't answer. And, you know, 5 years later, bam, here we are. You know, I sold my studio, never been happier. I now have a business which employs actually, you know, quite a few of the same people that I employed in the previous business that I love, you know, that I love. So I got to build the new business that actually was the one that, you know, is right for me, you know, at this time in my life, you know. So I guess and that wasn't an external crisis, but that was kind of an internal crisis point for me where I got to, you know, thanks to my wife, just really step back and go, oh, yeah, I'm not trapped here. I'm just like a horse tied to a plastic chair in the middle of a field. I could actually just walk away.
Well, and there's a lot of emotional ties into something that you've invested into for years and grown with, and people you've grown with and invested into. Before I sold my studio, I went through all of those things as well. And it was almost like the minute I said, yeah, I'm ready to sell, someone said, you selling that? And it was like, yeah. And then it happened. But one thing that I want to add is for those people who are listening, who hear the question, if you could change anything about your business, what would it be? Or if you could do anything else with your skill set, what would it be? And they draw blank and they don't know where to go. And it's panic and it's anxiety. And speaking from personal experience, sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes you're stuck in a space of quote unquote, not this. I don't know what it is, but I just know it's not this, and that's okay. And where I would suggest that people start to drop into, and this is why I love our collab, because we're coming, you know, we're satisfying the spectrum of the heart and the feels to the very practical mindedness from both sides. And I think that sometimes if you just consider, what would the opposite of not this feel like? You know, would it be, is it lighter? Is it fresher? Does it have sparkles to it? Is it more rested? Is there, you know, a level of excitement? And maybe that can start to percolate and bring you into a space where you can get a little bit more creative about the options that exist and start to see the opportunity within the crisis. Because it's hard. It's hard when you're starting the spiral. It can be hard to climb back up. And so we've got lots of different aspects and access points, which is, I think, why we're excited to work with this new project with you as well.
So what would it look like if, you know, if you could wave a magic wand, and even if it's not this, you know, or what, like you say, what's the opposite of not this? And I think the other thing that I see that holds people back, and this is something that held me back, is that you already edit before you even create. So you basically, you know, you don't allow yourself to even imagine, you know, the possibility, because you think, oh, no, I can't, you know, I couldn't, that's not realistic. I couldn't achieve, you know, a profitable business, or a business where I don't work 50 hours a week, or a business that I'm excited about.
Guaranteed.
There's
a writing technique that it's called flow then edit. I mean, it's self-explanatory, right? So at the beginning, when you're writing a story or a piece or what have you, you flow it out without stopping, even if the grammar doesn't work, even if the words are misspelled, even if they're illegible, you know, you flow with it, you get everything out on the page, and then you go back and you see what's really important. And so even if you're saying, well, I just want to eat pizza every day, and that's what I want to do for the rest of my life, I want to have freedom for pizza, and maybe that's not what you really want, but you're desiring space in your day to make a choice about what you eat, you know, maybe that's the thing. So you let that pizza flow. Sometimes my metaphors don't work, but you flow, then you edit. You flow, then you edit.
I think also another way of thinking about it is, what would it feel like for you to have made those changes, or like how would you like to feel about your business? You know, like, so okay, when you think about your business right now, you have some set of emotions, you know, that come up for you. Well, what emotions would you like to have, you know, when talking about or thinking about your business?
My studio was named Helios Center for Movement, and I named it for two reasons. One was based on a Martha Graham piece of choreography that was the piece of music was the Helios Overture, and it was a culmination of every single, I think almost all of her floor work pieces that started on the floor, progressed, and then came back to like a reconciliation. And it was the Symphony of the Sun. And it was referencing the Greek god Helios, who brought the sun up in the morning and brought it down at night. And I'm like, that's what I do. I bring the Pilates up in the morning, I bring it down at night. And my God, that studio, as much as I the love affair was passionate and it was amazing, and it almost killed me. And so when I was thinking about that level of, you know, opposition, what's the opposite of this? I remember creating a Pinterest board, and I called it Studio Lumos, which was, you know, moon. I did, like, as if they didn't have anything to do with each other, but I was like, okay, what does it look like for peace? What does it look like to have one light shine on something instead of like this blazing energetic, you know, thing happening all the time? What's the sensation? What's the feeling that this new space wants to have? What are the colors? How are they cooler? How are they calmer? How do I invite this into my life? And I do think that this level of creativity, it might not be your thing, but it is something that you can use as a tool to get to the place where you essentially wish to be, especially if you're in a place of agitation with where you are right now, especially if you are.
So, you know, if you're experiencing emotions that you would prefer not to experience or to experience differently, you know, when you think about your business, and, you know, if you'd like to have a business that inspires different emotions in you. This is not just about changing how you feel. This is about changing stuff in the world so of that course. You feel different. You know, we've put together a program. It's not a course. It's a project-based program that combines education and coaching. And it is built around you envisioning your ideal business, you know, magic wand fairy tale scenario. How would you like it to be, if it could be any way? You know, whether that's more profitable, you know, less work, more time, smoother, different types of clients, you know, whatever that, whatever your ideal scenario is. Mm-hmm. So this is not necessarily about growing your business. It's about creating what you want, you know, whatever that is.
Should we tell them the name?
Yeah, go
for it. That explains. I think everything is in the name, right? Mm. So the name of the program is called the Pilates Business Blueprint. And we focused on that element of the blueprint because we want it to be a project-based experience that allows you to design the business that's going to feed you and deliver your gifts out to the people who you serve and even make impact in the community, which I know is a big focus for a lot of people these days. So we understand that there's this foundational level of business knowledge that has to do with all the particulars of your budget and looking at your numbers, your sales, your marketing, your hiring, your firing, those elements that both of us agree you can read in a book. You can get them, you know, through a business course, but there's always an element of then what? And that's where the then what kind of, to a degree, like dovetails way out into many different options based on who you are, based on the resources you have, based on your vision, and truly what you want to accomplish with your work. And I think in the past, there's been a bit of a one size fits all model to businesses that have really helped us feel maybe a false sense of confidence, I think, in the sense of like, oh, if I do it this way, if I have this many reformers, this many teachers, this size space, this color, these class offerings, then that means my business is successful. And as many business owners have experienced, that's not necessarily the case because there's one missing piece that's really important. And that is your business is a living, breathing entity. It has needs for health, but so do you. And sometimes we forget about that symbiotic relationship and that you are an important part of the business's ecosystem and the business is an important part of your ecosystem. But one, like in nature, as we're surrounded by in my studio, if you focus too much on one element, if you overwater the plant, it's going to die. If you underfeed it, it's going to die. You know, so we have to think about, I don't use the word balance, but I do use the word ecosystem a lot in terms of business talks and finding the right strategies, the right plans, and an alignment of vision that works with all of these things to really bring a level of clarity so that you can move forward and feel good about the work you're doing and receive the benefit of the profit that you need to live your life.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to, it's a 12-week program. It's actually spread over about 4 months because we take a break for the Christmas holidays. But it's a 12-week program, which is 100% live. It's it's Jenna and me facilitating every session. Mm-hmm. And it is 2 sessions a week live online. You can join from literally anywhere in the world. It's at a time that actually basically works regardless of where you are in the world. It's in daylight. Mm-hmm. And the way, you know, the journey is that you begin and, you know, there's an educational component where we will walk you through those basic things like, you know, getting comfortable selling with integrity and, mm-hmm. and with comfort and feeling like you know, are doing your customers a service, you know, by selling them, you know, the right product that's going to help them and marketing and, you know, knowing your numbers and all of those building blocks. And the core of the program is for you to envision, you know, we'll guide you to build a vision of your ideal Pilates business, whatever that is, if that's bigger, smaller, or just different to what you currently have. And then we will, you know, facilitate and coach you to actually start building that. And so the program is a project where it's like a craft class, right? Where you build something and you walk out with the thing that you built. So this is not just, you don't just get a color-coded notebook with all the things you're gonna do manana.
Yeah.
You know, you actually build something that you decide, you know, what it is that you want to build. And then by golly, we're going to help you stay accountable and we're going to keep you on track and we're going to give you feedback and guidance and, you know, and you're going to end the program, not just, you know, wiser, but actually, you know, with a tangible.
With something to show for it. Yeah.
That you built.
Yeah, which is great. And I think it occurs to me when I'm thinking about this, that some people may have the blueprint for a really great container, but they may need to do something like refine prices or start to implement new programs or shift the model. I remember in my studio shifting from like packages of classes to like term-based registration. And it was a huge overhaul and it required a lot of intricacies. But at the end of the day, it was something that it made the business bloom and it made the classes sustainable instead of having a question mark as to who would show up. And that kind of thing, I believe, needs facilitation and support, especially if you're at the helm by yourself, because your teachers are not your business coaches. They are not part of the board. We sometimes, you know, boundaries are crossed in small studios and even in big ones. But the benefit that you have through joining a group program is that you're going to have guided opportunities for feedback. And what we mean by that is that it's not just you coming into a breakout room with a bunch of people saying, what do you guys think of this? Or what should I do here? It's more along the lines of learning how to succinctly present a problem or a challenge, learning how to pitch an idea, and then learning how to ask for the feedback that would be most helpful for you in the realm of that conversation. And we have so many rich tools to offer in terms of helping these conversations be very productive and not be a waste of time. And that's why we've made sure to implement those mastermind sort of groups in addition to the lecture part of it, where we're also present there. So we're not leaving you, you know, on your own to just spin your wheels and wonder what's happening. We're going to be guiding those experiences, and you'll have other times to meet with your groups and to seek out additional support with each other. But for the most part, we're going to be right there with you. And that's kind of a great asset. It is a great asset. What am I saying? Sometimes I say this all the time. I wish I had a teacher like me. It's not coming from an ego place. It's just that the recognition of value is big. And I think oftentimes we see the teacher or the business coach at the top of the mountain, shouting the wisdom down. And with this program, it's you and I with the people climbing the mountain together. That was a good metaphor.
That's a great metaphor.
That one worked.
I love that metaphor. You know, and in my day-to-day life, I lead a business. We have 36 people. We're generating about $6 million a year in revenue at the moment. We have team members and students all over the world. And so most of my day doesn't look like teaching or coaching. It looks like having meetings and writing strategy and, you know, things like that, which I love and enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I'm really looking forward to this opportunity to essentially like get back on the tools again for a bit and, and just engage, you know, directly with, you know, with you, obviously, Jenna, and with participants in this program, you know, Pilates business owners, and work together. You know, look, this is going to be such awesome fun. I'm really, really looking forward to climbing. I just love your metaphor. I'm looking forward to climbing the mountain together.
Yeah, absolutely. So we want to touch on just who the program is for and also who it's not designed for.
Yeah.
So the ideal candidate or the ideal participant for this program is somebody who's actually running a business for themselves. And that could be a single person, solopreneur situation. It could be a small studio, and it could also be a larger studio maybe that's expanding. So it's not that the program is, you know, can fit everybody, but it's the fact that the strategies and principles and the process can be basically tailored to the needs of the business owner. And that's why the blueprint aspect is personalized. It's your project, and it will take into account your needs and your audience and your budget. And then do you want to talk about who it's not for?
Yeah, well, I think it's not for you if you want to keep doing the same thing and get a different result.
Yeah, I mean, right. Yeah. If there's that meme or TikTok or something, it's like, oh, what do I do to change this? Well, you need to do this. No, I won't do that. Well, you need to do this. I won't do that either. If you are very resistant to change, it's probably not the best one. We're not going to drag you up the mountain.
No,
we need to walk too.
Right. And so if you see this as an exciting opportunity to start thinking differently about your business and actually behaving differently about your business, and making different choices about some areas of your business, you know, this is for you. And if that scares the crap out of you and you don't feel like you're ready for that right now, this is not the right
the right time. Yeah. Program for you. And I think it's important to say that too. And also we discussed this and we're very, very clear on who will benefit from this program. And so if you're in a situation where you're the owner of a franchise or your studio has investors and it's got to be run a certain way and your policies aren't able to be changed, it's not the right one for you. Mm. But that's, there aren't many people who won't benefit from it, but there are some, there has to be some space for change up here in your mind and definitely in your business.
And also I think I don't know if this is I guess if the other kind of signs I think this is would not be right for you is if you kind of want to come along and get a worksheet with the five tick boxes you've got to do to to build a $1 million business or whatever.
We're not making cookies.
Yeah.
No cookies.
We're going to help you decide what you want to cook and then help you figure out the recipe. Right.
And I think it's important to say the reason why we are speaking this way is because we've witnessed so many cookie cutter programs on the market geared towards fitness professionals, people who are entrepreneurs and certainly Pilates professionals, where it is, the three steps to this or the four steps to that or my foolproof strategy or how to get more Instagram followers. And we understand that, like we're talking about, there is a foundational base of knowledge and there's always a then what step. And the unique aspect of this program is because it's project-based, you're going to be working on your thing from the beginning of it, supported throughout, and you'll literally complete the then what step that really realistically is going to lead you to another then what, because that's how business goes and the future keeps moving. But you're going to start laying down foundations of decision making and alignment and financial understanding and the ability to, again, solicit feedback and also create a community of people who understand what you're about, where you're going to, and who can really offer you meaningful feedback rather than taking it to your mom and saying like, I want to do this, mom.
Right. So we're kind of flipping that normal paradigm of like, rather than going, all right, we're going to teach you this skill, whether it's sales or marketing or, financial management, whatever, in a vacuum, it's actually, let's think about what it is that you want to build. And now in service of that, let's think about how you need to think about sales or, spreadsheets or whatever it might be. The other thing is that I guess, there's a financial cost to doing this program and we'll talk about that in a sec, but if you think about that as an expense, if you think about any money that you spend, for instance, on marketing in your business or, whatever, as an expense, well, I'm not going to say this isn't for you, but I actually think that this is for you if that's the case, because we need to help you change that mentality that investing in building a business that that is genuinely in alignment with who you are and where you want to go is not an expense, it's an investment. So So let's talk about the financial side of things.
Sure. And one of the things I wanted to add to that is I think through this conversation and the others we're going to have before the start of the program, we want you to be able to see yourself as part of this group and to understand the value that it brings into your world. And certainly we have, you know, staff members and support who can give you more via our website and our webpage, and also some phone calls if you want more details about that. But ultimately, when you can see the value of a program and how it's going to enhance your current situation or help you change it, then the investment leap, the leap from expense to investment, I think is easy. When you are thinking of it as something you need to do to get to someplace, it's a little harder because there's a little resentment, I think, wrapped up in the, you know, need to support the business. Yep. So I can see investing in this program and the value it will bring to me is this, is X, is where we're hoping that you can get your head set.
Yeah. So it's $5,000 for the program. Mm-hmm. And there are actually a number of ways you can pay for that. You can pay it all in one go, or you can pay it off over several months. Yeah. With only $250 to get started. Mm-hmm. from only $250 to get to, you know, to enroll. I guess, you know, for me, in terms of, you know, if you're listening to this and you, you know, you had heart palpitations when you heard that number.
Right.
You know, I guess my personal experience, and I've become a convert to to being coached over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. And I have a coach who I pay, and I pay more than that every month coach. Here's the thing though, that comes back to me more than tenfold.
That's the thing. Know? Yeah. And I think we our decision making surrounding the price had to do with the value, the experience, the expertise, and the relevance that we bring to the table, because you're not going to get the Pilates studio relevance from any old business coach. Let's face it, you and I have been in this game for a long, long time. Not everybody understands the plight of the studio owner or the teacher. So we've got the relevance coming in. And we also, we want you to view this as an investment that you take seriously. I know that there are more than a lot of people who are listening to this who have purchased $99 courses, $100 courses, $200 courses over and over and over again in the realm of business and or movement, that where they never use it. They look at it once and they don't go back to it, or they buy it and they get a tidbit, but they don't feel the full value. It's because you're not working with professionals directly. And so this program, I think, is inexpensive in that it's with a group, and privately it would be, like you're saying, a lot more. But it's also valuable enough that we hope you'll take the investment seriously and make the commitment and the time, carve out the time necessary to actually bring your project to life.
Right. And if, you know, and depending on what your goals are, what your ideal business looks like, and how that is different to your present business, like I'm imagining that if you wanted to, for instance, you know, increase your profit, like that your vision around that might be, well, I would like to earn six figures, you know, or I would like to earn six figures more than I'm currently earning, or I would like to earn what I'm currently earning but work half as much.
Right.
Or, you know, so, you know, in terms of, that's the kind of scale and scope that I'm hoping that people will, you know, bring to, or that I invite you to bring to this program. Like, if you could truly wave a magic wand, you know, don't filter, don't edit, just flow, you know, which mountain would you climb? You know, where would you plant your flag, and how would that look? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if that doesn't look $5,000 better than where you currently are, then this program's not for you.
There it is. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. If it doesn't look $5,000 better. Yeah. And like you said, there are multiple ways of paying and spacing those payments out over the period of time. And we want to work with you, and we want to make sure that you feel comfortable coming into the program. We want you to be here full committed and excited for what you're about to create. Yeah. We are. So, and we're investing, you know, our time and energy to the best of our ability in multiple time zones to bring you the very best of what we have to offer. And I think that it makes me excited. I feel honestly back in my flow of where I've been professionally before. You know, we've had that hiccup, but the voice and the vision is very clear for me on how I want to be of service to this group that's coming in. So I feel really excited about it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So if you want to learn more, you can click through. We're going to put a link in the show notes. You can look at the webpage with all the details, prices, dates, times, outcomes, all of that stuff. If you want, from there, you can click through and talk to one of our team if you have more questions, or you can just, pay whatever plan, whatever option you choose. You can choose to get started on that. The program starts in the first week of November 2021 and runs in 2 6-week terms. So it runs from the first week of November to kind of mid-December. Mm-hmm. And then we meet twice a week throughout that time, and it's all live, and it's Jenna and me facilitating every session. And then we take about a 4-week break, 5-week break over Christmas. And then early to mid-January, like the 10th of January, I think, we restart and go for another 6 weeks. And that ends up on, I think, the 20th-ish of February. But all the dates are on the webpage, and you can look at that. And if you're in the US on either coast, if you're in Australia, New Zealand, if you're in the UK or Western Europe, there are the times have been designed to work for you. So it'll all be one big group. You'll be joining people from around the globe, and making new friends and building your network. We really look forward to working with you.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. It's going to be good.